This is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, a bit of everything really. We opened the show there with Wumpscut with a track called Don't Go, and that's off their latest and most recent release, Evolve, which is...
Evoke, sorry.
Thank you for correcting me there. Which is a good little album, and we will be probably playing a lot more stuff off that in the weeks to come, but we've just got our hands on it and it does sound good, as you heard there. Coming up in the show, we have our usual mixture of gig guides and club nights coming up in the area, and a selection of music from a nice varied selection from things like PJ Harvey and Tori Amos coming up to the noisier stuff of Hokiko and Combi Christ. So there's a good variation in there, so keep listening and you might surprise you with a track or two. Anyway, we're going to continue now with the tunes, and here is Rotosand.
Let me have the outside feel. Give me, give me.
This is Nigel and Steph bringing you DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Assemblage 23 with the fantastic track Ground that both myself and Steph were humming along to in the studio from the fantastic album Storm. We played loads off that album when it first came out, but we realised we haven't played a track off it for a few weeks, and it's well worth playing more of.
We think that Tom Shee is great.
We do like him. And before that, we played Rottersand with Electric World Transmission off Truth is Fantastic, which is an album we've recently got our hands on and played a track off for the last few shows, but it's got a lot of good tracks on it, well worth playing to you. And before that, we opened the show with an album with Wumpscut, with Don't Go off the album Evolve. Now, have we decided whether it's Evolve or Evoke yet, Steph?
I think it is Evolve.
We think it is Evolve.
My big...
Yes, we apologise for deceiving anyone there. We weren't quite sure, but we've, as I say, we just got our hands on it, so we just checked it out and thought, right, yeah, it's Evolve. Okay, right, I'm going to run down with the gig and club nights in the area for the next fortnight or so, so you can find out the kind of stuff in this genre that's going on in the local area. Okay, coming up on Friday the 13th of May, we have the Unholy Trinity Tour turning up at the Market Tavern in Bradford. The Unholy Trinity is Project, Moriarty and the Sith, and Avoidance of Doubt. Now, these three bands will be going around doing a tour together to get more gigs by the look of it. So, Project are the kind of industrial, brooding, gothic stuff. Avoidance of Doubt, we haven't really played much of. I don't think we've played any of. But it's described as menacing industrial metal. And Moriarty and the Sith are sounding more classic, like the vampire gothic metal. So more information is available if you go to www.project.org. That's pro-ject.org. And then if you click on the menu option tour, you'll get all the information about their tour and that particular gig. The following night, Saturday the 14th of May, is unfortunately the last Carpe Noctem. It's the Farewell Bash, and that's at the 1 in 12 in Bradford. Any regulars around Bradford will know of this night, and the fact that it's one of the few nights where we get this kind of stuff played. Unfortunately, it seems it's no more. Well, certainly no more in the Bradford area. If you go to www.gothupnorth.co.uk, there is a description of the night. Finishing at the 1 in 12, they're finishing their residency there, but they may well reoccur somewhere else. Now, there's going to be a few one-off nights and maybe a regular spot later in the year, but we don't know yet, so get back to gothupnorth.co.uk for more details when they've got them. But the gig on Saturday the 14th of May is a good old blast. It's 616 Abortions, which is electronic metal stuff. I think we've played them stuff before. Dead Film Star, which is a band I'm not familiar with, which are described as goth metal industrial, and Action Direct, which we have played stuff off theirs before and mentioned their gigs before. They're a Leeds band, and they're kind of industrial punk stuff, very kind of guitar driven, and they've even played Infest. So yeah, £5 on the door at the 1 in 12 in Bradford, so that's going to be a blast, I reckon. Following that, we have on Friday the 20th of May a gig. We have Pig Zipper, Rombust and Shearwater. Rombus are a guitar-driven goth rock band. They've been playing this area for quite a while and put on a number of really good, enjoyable gigs. Now, a bit short on details of this gig. It's at CJ's Music Bar in Kirkstall in Leeds. We don't know the time they're on, we don't know the cost on the door, but more information hopefully will appear at www.rombus-rock.com nearer the time. So keep checking that if you want more details to get down there. And following that, on Saturday the 21st of May, we have the big club night of the month, which is the Wendy House. That's at Leeds Uni. So you've got the main room, which is goth, 80s and alternative downstairs, and then you've got the more electronic industrial room upstairs, which is the Mutate room. Now that's £4 on the door, and more information at www.thewendyhouse.org. And finally, worth a mention, is on Thursday the 26th of May, we have the Crook Shadows and Screamy Banshee Aircrew playing the Cockpit in Leeds. Tickets available from GOG Promotions, £10 in advance, so that's GOG Promotions is contactable from www.gogpromotions.co.uk, and you can also buy tickets from Crash or Jumbo in Leeds, good old record shops there. I believe the gig is going to cost £11 on the door if you can't get anything in advance. Again, more information available at www.crookshadows.com if you're interested in that. So yeah, that's the next couple of weeks, kind of in a nutshell. Right, I feel like I've been nattering too long, and we need to get on with some tunes. So we're going to change the pace quite a bit here. We're going to go a bit slower and a bit more female vocally with here's some PJ Harvey.
My first name, Angeline. prettiest mess you ever seen. Love for money is my sin, any man calls, I'll let him in. Pretty mouth, green mouth.
Right, we've completely and utterly changed the pace with those three tracks. We both, me and Steph, do like our female vocal stuff, so we thought we'd throw a few tracks in just to mix up the show. And whilst not technically hugely goth influenced, they're certainly cover the alternative angle that this show does try to wade around into every now and again. So we heard there Tori Amos with Baron of Suburbia. And before that, Massive Attack with the fantastic Dissolve Girl from a good number of years ago. And before that, we had PJ Harvey with Angeline. Three just fantastic female vocal tracks, I think you'll agree. Right, what we wanted to talk about the new releases, but Steph, do tell us. We were just nattering in that break there. What's the score with the new releases? Is there many?
There's nothing of noteworthy that's been released in the next like month or so, but the new Nine Inch Nails album is out, called With Teeth, as we mentioned in the previous show.
Mm-hmm.
And
We should have some tracks off that for you in subsequent shows.
Yeah, we haven't got our hands on it yet. Bad us.
Mm. We will sort anyway. That out and create that for future shows.
Yes. Covenant should be releasing an album called Skyscraper. We don't have the exact dates yet, but there will be announcements on the new Covenant website, www.covenant.se.
A very shiny and beautiful website, if I say so myself.
Yeah. So we've got that to look forward to, and
I believe that Tori Amos track was off a recent release as well.
Yeah. That was off her latest release called The Beekeeper, which was released about 6-7 weeks ago now. I've actually been meaning to play some tracks off it, but.
We just have so many fantastic tracks we want to crowbar into our show that sometimes some stuff doesn't get out there quite as quickly as we'd like. Anyway, is that roughly a roundup of the recent releases? Yeah, it's a shame, but we'll try and keep you up to date whenever we find out new stuff about bands in this genre.
Okay.
Anyway,
oops.
Now, yes, well, it's been a bit quiet for a while, so we're going to kind of wake you up, I reckon.
Noisy stuff by the amazing Hokiko.
You're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there the fantastically noisy and bouncy Combi Christ with Blunt Royale. And before that we had Hokiko with Love Posting as a Prostitute. Two very lovely, nice and noisy tracks just to keep the show
extremely
varied.
Extremely noisy,
indeed.
If you ask me.
Yes, yeah, just keep everything noisy and just different. So we hope we got you out there a little. Right, we're running out of time, as always, just trying to crowbar in as many good tracks as we can, so we're going to carry on with the tunes. Here's an average old track from Parallel Project. It's Contrast.
To say, can't believe it. is away and take me to some haven far away. Well, lately I've been wondering if this is all there is. Have I been here today? Was I here yesterday? Well, it's only when collusions fall and obliterate your mind, you know they've gone away. Well, I guess I'm glad they're gone today. Dreams in which you held yourself and you rise above your life, slowly die away. Well, I do remember that anyway. Then my conscience finally answers me. Like the night of that first day, slowly died away. What you're trying to say?
Right, you heard the Monochrome with Indestructible, and before that, Parallel Project with Contrast featuring Ned Kirby from Stromkern, his unique voice there. Right, well, that's our show for tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. You have been listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, and we will be back in a couple of weeks' time, in a fortnight's time. So please, if you like it, enjoy it, tune in. We're going to leave you tonight with Bauhaus with Passion and Lovers, a bit of a proper old goth.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Away.